Dwayne Brown Homecoming?
Man, that's a great opportunity. You know, I don't get to get back in that area often to play at all. So being in my backyard to practice against Washington, that's a good opportunity, you know, for some, a lot of my family, close friends, to come out and kind of, you know, check me out, check us out as a team in a competitive environment. I'm looking forward to it.
What did you think when you heard about it?
I was excited, man. You know, I wasn't quite sure when I heard it was going against him. Wasn't quite sure if their camp was still out there or not. So when I heard it was still in Richmond, I was excited. You know, I sent out a text to my mom and everybody. You know, so they'll be out there in full attendance.
How important is it to work against another defense like this in that situation?
I think it's pretty important. You know, number one, it just breaks up the monotonous feeling of going against, you know, the same defense, the same personnel every day against each other. You know, going against another team, different player, someone you're not as familiar with. In a competitive environment, very important. And I think it just keeps everyone on our toes. You know, you have a lot of different looks that you're not prepared for, that you don't see on an every down basis, for all facets, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And it just raises your level of play a little bit, I think.
What was the difference with Mike Devlin coaching you guys this season?
Coach Devlin's done an incredible job. You know, he's a very experienced person. He's played a long time in his league. He's coached a long time in his league. He knows his stuff, very technique sound, and tried to keep us technique sound. Fiery guy, but still gives you constructive criticism. You know, so it's been a pleasure so far working with him.
How special is it seeing Quesenberry out there on the side field and hearing stuff like today? O'Brien saying there's not a 2015 hasn't been ruled out as far as him coming back and playing.
Every time I see him, man, it's inspiring. You know, I know this weekend was, you know, it's been a year since he was diagnosed, and just seeing the progression, you know, on a weekly basis, it's been amazing. Nothing showed up amazing. You know, he's fought hard, hasn't said much, you know, has never put his head down or showed any sign of weakness or just kind of vulnerability at all throughout this whole process. And he's been lifting us up, you know, as much as we try to do for him, he's been doing that for us. And to have him in our meeting rooms, out there on the practice field with us, it's incredible. And knowing that he has a shot to strap up the pads again, you know, it's amazing.
It's your second year in this offense. How do you feel with the playbook compared to last year?
Man, it's like night and day for myself. You know, it's not even close. You know, I think that's for everyone on the team, just being familiar with it. You know, we all do a good job of studying it on our own, but having a year where you're in a live environment in that game atmosphere, you know, with making those mistakes and learning from them, then having an off season where you're starting, okay, it's like the back of your hand now, and I think we're all better for it. You know, I think you can definitely see the progression in this OTA compared to last year's.
Dwayne, what are the challenges that Bill says you're a game plan offense? I mean, this could be a different offense against one team versus another team. Yeah. What are the challenges of that?
It's challenging. You know, we have a lengthy playbook. Some plays you might run one week and might not run again until week 9. You know, and you just have to know that. You have to know the plays regardless of when they're going to be dialed up. The protections can change from week to week. And it's challenging, but it's very beneficial. You know, it makes you unpredictable. It just keeps defenses on their toes. They don't know what to expect from us on a week-to-week basis. You know, so it's very complex and very tough, but, you know, we're all professionals, and that's our job to know it.
Is LeBron the greatest athlete in the world?
Greatest athlete in the world. Hard to say that. He's definitely the greatest NBA player right now. Watching what he's done these past two games, it's amazing, you know, and to have one of their all-star players sidelined and him still finding a way to will his team to win on the road, it's incredible.